It makes me want to ask you the question, you know, because I know that a lot of people in the chat room know a lot about tarot. You know, they're very comfortable with the tarot. And for people who are sort of newer to it and might be getting a reading, what's actually going on, Rhiannon? Is it like you're tuning into the energy of the person right now? And let's say, I mean, if you do say to somebody, yeah, you're having a kid next year, is that the energy that they're giving now and they could exercise their free will and overrule that? Or, I mean, how does dynamics work in that way?
Okay, well, the tarot cards are a tool for me to be able to understand what my guide is wanting to tell the person we're doing the reading for. So basically, you don't need the cards, and then you slip into pure clairvoyancy, mediumship, where you are just passing on the messages from your guide. But I find I like to do both. I work with Brian, I can see him and hear him, that's fine, but I like to have detailed things to be able to say to people. So the tarot cards have each got a meaning. They've got gypsy meanings as well, which I do put up on the YouTube lessons, which never, ever wrong. So when I learn how to use the tarot, when anyone learns how to use the tarot, their guides are learning how to use that deck as well. And so when one card comes out, we both know exactly what to say. So if somebody comes along and like that last reading, right, you're going to have a baby, I absolutely trust my guides. Now, I could channel any person in spirit, but I don't trust them. The only person I trust is my guide, because I've tested him and tested him and tested him. And the proof is in the pudding, basically. And Brian, if he told me to jump, I would jump. So I know that what he says, using the cards or without the cards, is right.
Wow, okay. And in terms of this free will thing, I mean, how much can you sort of interfere with the divination and the destiny that comes from somebody like yourself? Actually, I forgot to ask you, are you okay? Because you've got sinusitis and you're all bunged up and stuff. Are you all right?
I'm suffering. I need sympathy, please.
Okay, everybody in the chat room, let's send some healing, huggy vibes towards Rhiannon, please. That's good. I'm feeling that. They'll start typing in just a moment as well. And Tracy Ford says, yes, YouTube lessons are fab. But what about this free will thing then?
When you come for a tarot reading, a lot of people are quite scared. How did you know that? But I don't want that to happen when you say something that, you know, it goes against their plans. Basically, what the tarot reading does is, at that time, and that frame of mind that you've walked in with, that is how, that's what we're feeding off, if you like. So let's take, for example, somebody comes for a tarot reading and they've decided, before they have the reading, they've decided that they want to leave the marriage, they want to leave their husband. So what the tarot reading will show is what's going to happen now, so the way forward. It will advise... Yeah. And it will advise against making a decision because of the good and the bad things that are going to happen. It will try, when a tarot reading's done properly, it will show your path that you chose to come on when you came down here off your fluffy white cloud. So this is what you came here to learn. This is what's going to happen in your life loosely, but you create the details. So when you come for the reading deciding you want to leave your wife or your husband, then it will show you what's coming up next, now that you've gone in that direction in life. It will tell you if it's a wrong decision, it will tell you if it's the right decision, but it won't, you still get to say what happens in your life.
Yeah.
But then if you leave, or you leave after the reading and you say, actually, no, I'm not going to leave my marriage, I'm going to try and make it work, the reading will have shown you what will have happened in that as well. So a good tarot reader will show you both sides of everything and show you like the pros and the cons, but you are in complete and utter control of your life. I don't like doing my own readings. I don't like seeing the other hurdles that are coming up, but every time I think, I'll just ignore that because that really doesn't go with what I want to happen. When it does happen 6 weeks later, I go, yeah, should have known, should have listened. So,
again, well. No, yeah, thank you for that. I think that's really helpful, and I might sort of edit that bit, and we'll have that as your sort of take on that. That's really helpful. Thank you very much.